Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa has his eyes on flipping Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's seat in 2022, showing he intends to remain a player in the Republican Party. Curtis Sliwa has launched a new super PAC aimed at defeating Schumer of New York, who is up for re-election next year. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and Curtis Sliwa joins us right now. Curtis, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
I'm putting my hands across America. We've got to take out Schumer and got to take him out now.
Okay, now why do you say that?
Well, look, there's no doubt that he has been the proponent and the number one prime pusher of the President Joe Biden agenda in the Senate. And it has not been helpful to America at all. Now, he'll come back to New York and he'll say, wow, you know, it's benefited New York. But you have to say to yourself, has it really benefited America? And there are a number of other Senate races in which the Republicans can turn and flip the seats that can be beneficial to America. So I think it really all starts in New York. And if you look at Chuck Schumer and the 50 years that he's been in elective office, when combined with President Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, you say to yourself, these are the perfect poster children for term limits. It's a situation that I think a lot of people are coming to grips with, saying, you know, maybe if you're in the U.S. Senate, you should be able to serve 12 years and then out you go. And I think Chuck Schumer is one of the prime reasons that we have to push for term limits. And that's why I'm focused on his reelection bid, because he's never been challenged. In fact, I've gone around to Republicans all through the state of New York, from Brooklyn to Buffalo, and I said, can any of you recall the last three races that he's had and who his opponents were? And they failed the Jeopardy test. So that tells you right there, if somebody like Harry Reid was tested time and time again when he was the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Mitch McConnell is always tested when he's running for reelection. Why is Chuck Schumer being given a pass?
Well, here's one of the things you've said about this. Between the rising cost of living, a broken health care system, struggling public schools, and lack of affordable housing, it is clear that Schumer's primary concern is keeping himself and his cronies in power. And by the way, I think we could add to that list as well is the issue of crime. And, boy, crime is just unbelievable in the last several months. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, no, crime has been skyrocketing across America. And not just in large urban areas, but actually in the outer suburban areas also, because the police have been impaired with this effort to defund the police, basically to dequalify the police as the first level of public safety. You've seen it's been a field day for the criminals, these smash and grab robberies that are done openly and brazenly in broad daylight. They continue. Police seem to be incapable of stopping the basic crimes because they don't have support from the criminal justice system, where oftentimes a police officer will do their duty and a judge or the criminal justice system will cut that criminal loose to go back in the streets to do it again and again and again. And I think it's beginning to seep into the mindset of the voter that if you go with the Chuck Schumers of the world, you're basically in to turn them loose back into the streets to commit crime. Whereas if you go for the alternative of a law and order candidate, you're going to get better control of the streets, better control of public safety, which is better for the entire country, both the urban areas and suburban areas.
For those not familiar with you, could you tell us a little bit about your own background? Because you have quite a lot to say about crime and punishment since you've been helping, you know, with your Guardian Angels organization.
Well, I've made my bones for 42 years as the founder and leader of the Guardian Angels with our subway and street patrols in New York City. But we've now branched out to 13 countries and 130 cities. Wow. Where people locally will go through the training, develop their own leadership, and become Guardian Angels. And they're doing the very same thing that I started 42 years ago in New York City. And it's so badly needed now more than ever, because of the collapse of public safety in so many places, not just our country, a first world country, but in many third world countries. But we're also out there filling the void and taking care of the emotionally disturbed and the homeless. many who are left to roam about on their own means in the streets and the parks and the public transportation facilities, they need to be sheltered, or if they have emotional or mental health issues, hospitalized, given their medicine, normalized, so that maybe they can re-enter the mainstream of society. None of that is taking place. You look from coast to coast, from California to New York. You look from Texas all the way up to places like North Dakota and South Dakota. There's a growing homeless issue and a growing problem of emotionally disturbed persons being left to their own means who are a danger to themselves and everyone else. And I think people, again, when they connect the dots, they say, well, who's responsible for this? It does not seem to be part of the Republican agenda, but it sure is part of the Democratic Party agenda. And Chuck Schumer's leader of the pack. So I think if we can take out Chuck Schumer in 2022, it sends a very clear message across the country that nobody is enshrined. There is no royalty in the United States. If a president is term limited after two terms, why are we allowing senators to serve in perpetuity and House members also?
And you're attempts to, you know, run as a mayor. You wanted to become the mayor in New York City. Do you feel like you learned something through that whole process? I mean, obviously, you came up short, but you had an R after your name, and I think that was, I'm sure, part of the reason why. And New York City, man, they are in such need of an overhaul. But anyway, did the whole election and the campaign, you know, in any ways, you know, prepare you for this next step?
Oh, there's no doubt, having run as the Republican candidate for the mayoralty and having lost Eric Adams taught me quite a bit. First of all, look at the voting registration numbers in New York City. There are 7 Democrats for every 1 Republican. There are a growing number of those who register as independents, but they lean left. And so you have on one side AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic Socialists of America, the Justice Warriors, who are radical. You have the moderate Democrats, that's the majority, who are terrified of the Democrat Socialists of America. And the Republicans, unfortunately, are disorganized and end up fighting their own instead of coalescing and organizing with the independents so they can become a force for good again in New York City. Look, we had 8 years of Rudy Giuliani. We had 12 years of Michael Bloomberg, 20 years of Republicans as mayor. None of these problems. Overseeing all that, we had 12 years of George Pataki, who was the governor of the state of New York. We never had these problems. Now, all of a sudden, you have Democratic leadership as the governor, Democratic leadership as the mayor. And what's followed is chaos, disorganization, anarchy, and a system in which people are fleeing. There's a mass exodus from New York City. They're heading to Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Texas, Tennessee, and parts unknown. And the exodus continues. When you travel in the outer boroughs of New York City, you see for sale signs everywhere. And that's because people have given up. Now, the basis of my mayoral campaign, in addition to law and order and public safety, caring for the emotionally disturbed and the homeless, was to improve, not to move. Unfortunately, the Democrats have given every signal to every man, woman, and child that maybe they ought to think about moving to distant parts where the quality of life is better, the public school system is better, and the taxes are not crushing as they are in New York City.
All right. Next question is this. Whoever is going to defeat Chuck Schumer has to be, you know, a viable candidate that could carry that entire state, the state of New York. Is there such a person?
Well, that's what I'm hell-bent on trying to find out by putting together this pack, which is StopSchumer.com. That's StopSchumer.com. And when all else fails, if I'm the last man standing, it may be, if you remember, a situation that rivaled when Dick Cheney was chosen to help pick the vice presidential running mate for Bush 43, and ultimately ended up choosing himself for a variety of reasons. Now, I'm going to go out there, raise the money, and try to find a qualified man or woman who can take down Chuck Schumer, somebody who has some cred, You must win 30% of the vote in New York City or you don't stand a chance in the general election. I certainly am capable of doing that. I know other men and women are capable of doing that. But we got to finalize the process in the next few months because the general election is right around the corner, the midterm elections in November. And a lot of people fail to realize that Chuck Schumer is running for re-election in the midterms. And that is the opportunity that Republicans have, not just to change the makeup and the dynamic of the House. That's a given. But also in the U.S. Senate. So if you're going to take out Chuck Schumer, this is the opportune time to do it.
Boy, that's a great point. Now, you said earlier that New York City, I believe you said something like for every one person who's going to vote for a Republican, there's going to be seven people voting for the Democrats, generally. What is the rest of the state like? It can't be all that to the far that to the left, that far to the left.
No. And most of the rest of New York State is suburban and it's rural and it's heavily red. It's always been that way. The problem is you have certain urban pockets, let's say Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany. People have fled. The populations have been depleted. And even though the overwhelming registration of the population is Democrats, they don't necessarily come out and exercise the vote. So, again, the key to victory for any Republican is you have to get the Republicans to come out and vote. You must get the growing number of independents to actually begin listening to who you are, what you intend on doing, and why it's incumbent on toppling Chuck Schumer. And that is the recipe for victory. If you get 30% of the general electoral vote in New York City, a Republican can win. The problem is an upstater, somebody from outside of New York City may not have that cred. Somebody within the city who has good name recognition, a good background, a good track record, will do well upstate. But you got to get 30% of the vote in New York City if you hope to topple Chuck Schumer. And that's the mission that we have at hand.
And how much do you think inflation as a problem could help, make the case to, change the leadership, especially in, the 2022 election?
Oh, more so than any other issue. It's a supermarket issue. Whether you're a man or a woman, whether you live by yourself or you're raising a family, you go to the cash register at a supermarket, and when they begin to tally up how much the basic items cost, the bread, the milk, the fact that there are shortages in the normal kind of products that you would buy that is shocking to many Americans, and especially in New York, we're so used to having everything, that it resonates. And people who may not be politically sophisticated, who may not generally be motivated to want to vote, when it's a pocketbook issue, when it's a wallet issue, all of a sudden you get their attention. And for President Joe Biden, 1 year out of the box into his presidency, with the failure to have products on the shelf, with the ever-increasing prices, and the fact that there seems to be a malaise, that doesn't seem to be a lot of positive feeling out there, particularly since the remnants of the pandemic and the lockdown are still in effect, there is clear signs that people who normally might not vote for Republicans, just for the heck of it, just to have a change, just to move in a different direction, may vote in Republicans, definitely in the House, may swap them out in the Senate, and that would include Chuck Schumer. And that looms ominously for President Joe Biden if he considers re-election or if the Democrats decide it's time for Joe Biden to go and replace him either with Harris, Buttigieg, or anyone else.
We have 20 seconds left. What do you want to say in closing?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's important we get rid of Chuck Schumer. It starts at the top and then trickles down to the bottom. So join me in this mission at StopSchumer.com. That's StopSchumer.com.
Curtis Sliwa, all the best. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.